Hey, my name is Maverick Victor Whitlow, or as some people call me, Father Deacon Maverick. I am an English educator and a theology graduate, as well as a very, I forgot what to say, but a cleric of sorts, you know. This is the Ecumenist Tank, where I come to share my perverse Christian notion that Christians should be united and that we shouldn't be jerks. Cool. Hey, my name is Maverick Victor Whitlow. I am also known as Father Deacon Maverick, or the Reverend Maverick, Mr. Maverick Victor Whitlow. I am an English educator, theology graduate, and on this podcast, I'm just here to spread my perverse Christian desire to see Christians educated, united, and so on and so forth. But there are some other purposes besides just that. And given the fact that I'm just going to be straightforward here. Given the fact that I can't delete some of my other episodes on my previous podcast, I decided to just do this quick 5-minute episode. So I'm actually sipping on some coffee. And for those of you who know me, I had an Anglo-Catholic, Western Rite Orthodox, and I mean, that was a very, very confusing time. I was in previously a Western Rite Orthodox jurisdiction. I was kind of received, but just due to some serious consideration, I decided to rejoin my previous previous jurisdiction, which is Anglo-Catholic. Now, there are many people who kind of didn't know that I was making some of these decisions, and so I decided to put it on the Ecumenist Tank. And I think in my current ecclesiastical situation, I can be a lot more honest about where I am theologically on some things. And I mean, I know some people have On this podcast, I really don't want to go around calling people heretics and stuff. And theologically, there hasn't been much of a move, but that's currently where I am. I think that the Anglo-Catholic movement is a movement that is worthy of the Christian to take seriously, and I don't think that they should just sideline it and stuff. And the reason why I'm just saying all of that stuff is because I've been hit up by several people, and they were very, very surprised, and they were like, "Hey, Maverick, are you no longer Eastern Orthodox and stuff?" And I mean, it would probably come as a surprise that most of my theological positions, my theological leanings, are not opposed to Eastern Orthodoxy, right? And that's one of the reasons I want to call this podcast the Ecumenist Tank, because I really do think that at the end of the day, at least the apostolic and sacramental movements in Christianity have a lot to work towards. So, I guess that was one of the reasons that I didn't join Rome or the East. And this continues to be my reason, and I didn't find it compelling. I can remember we were in kind of like an online catechesis class, and you know, the guys in the Eastern Orthodox Church were really cool. I mean, when it came to some of the more ecclesiastical issues that probably do hinge on some theological issues, that was where I realized, you know, hey, I don't actually believe this stuff. And I was a quote-unquote ecumenist. Now, obviously, I don't think that we should be striving for blind unity of the Christian church. But I do think that a lot of the divisions and stuff are not things that I consider that important in light of what Jesus prayed, that the church may be one. Now, obviously, onto other things. This is kind of like a preview episode, so hopefully I'm going to be having Father Gregory on here. Some of my other Anglican buddies over on other you know, that, you know, other people that I've met, some people that I've met in person, some people I haven't met in person. And yeah, I think I've grown. And in the last 3 years, I think I've gone through supernatural, God-driven deconstruction, where I've realized that a lot of the things that that I thought I should believe are things that I don't think is warranted by scripture. And I think it's only superficially warranted by the tradition of the church. And yeah, and I mean segments of the church. So I think that on the Ecumenist Tank, we're going to be tackling about that. So, I mean, hopefully I can get and I can just sketch out the next few episodes that I have. And this is all dependent on whether these people will be available. There are some people that I want to get on here to speak about why Anglo-Catholicism is a valid, you know, maybe we can speak about Anglican orders and things like that. There are many other guys out there who do a great job speaking about that stuff, but you know, there's always, it's always good to speak about it. So maybe it won't really be that informative or meaningful to you, but it might be for me or whoever I get on here. So yeah, and I mean, a lot of people have been asking me where I stand on universalism, and I think it's by time that I probably get the cat out of the bag with that one. I haven't been very official about it because in my previous jurisdiction, it was kind of, I mean, it wasn't the reason I left, but it was kind of like, well, you don't say that stuff out loud. Now, I'm not really concerned about, you know, a north or more. Oh, any of that kind of stuff. I think jaded people who like to proclaim condemnation on other people when they haven't really thought through these issues are indicative of one of the bigger issues in Christianity today. So I'll probably give my thoughts on hell, given the fact that I am writing a paper on that. Some other things that I want to speak about has to do probably with liturgy and yeah, maybe also some lighthearted conversation on just the books that I'm reading. So that's a lot of the things going on right now. Right now, I am in a period of my life where I'm preparing for a lot of things, and, you know, I don't want to get ahead of myself and bite too many things off so that I can't even chew it. So, yeah, I mean, I'm trying to study Korean, but it's really hard with my schedule. I mean, what else was there? I mean, right now I'm in my room and I have to go back to work. Because my the academy that I work at is quite close to my apartment, so yeah. I mean, yeah, there are a lot of things that I can speak about and stuff, and yeah, I mean, maybe we can speak about a book that was very meaningful to me, Tradition and Apocalypse by David Bentley Hart, and a book that Father John Baer wrote. Where is that book? Oh, The Mystery of Christ by John Baer. Those are some of the things that I want to speak about. I also probably am going to do one on the essence-energy distinction. I mean, some people think that only, you know, polemists, only they believe in that stuff. But yeah, I mean, technically, this isn't the only Eastern view out there. This is also like something that I expressed a lot of frustration at when I, you know, when I saw some of these things online. And things that get into things like divine simplicity, which I think is just basic Christian orthodoxy, but you know, so those are some of the things I want to speak about. If you guys have any ideas about things that I can speak about, like, I mean, universalism, the nature of God and stuff, those things are all there. I might even have to revisit some of the Trinitarian stuff, because I realized that I just took a sip of coffee. Some people don't realize how things that we do, like Trinitarian apologetics and stuff, that is severely lacking. And maybe look at that. And maybe we can speak about the Filioque. So I personally don't say the Filioque, but people would be like, why don't you just join the Orthodox Church? Well, actually, very interestingly, this is something that Anglo-Catholics do speak about in their books. There's a book, Anglican Catholicism, by Father Jonathan Munn, and a book that I'm currently, that I've still to read, from Archbishop Mark Haviland, who has that book. I I'm going to be getting that book in the mail, and hopefully I can share some things on that. And then obviously the Polish National Catholic Church, they don't say it either. So, I mean, there are those things. So, yeah. Hope that you guys tune in, and if you guys have any thoughts and stuff, and maybe if you guys are just, interested in joining the conversation, write to me, and maybe you can even be on air and stuff. So thanks, guys. Cheerios.